Hi, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. I'm recording from Boca. I'm not in Woodmere to record for the Chevron Give Shir to the Chevra, but I figured I'd record it to myself and post it for those who want to listen. So here we are on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, the last three lines. Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav, and the Kohen Gadol goes and washes his hands, he washes his feet, and the Mishnah goes on to describe how he removed the Kafan Machta from the Kodesh Kedashim. So the Gemara quotes a Brayis, the last two lines now. Tani Rabbanan uva Aaron el Ol Moed. So Aaron would come to the Ol Moed. Lama uva. Why would he come? Lahotzi es kafat amachta. He would come to remove the kafat amachta that was left in the Kodesh Kodashim, burning all the ktaris in the meantime. And then when he did all the avoda, he came back to retrieve the kaf amachta. So Gemara now says shekola parsha on the top of Ayin Alf now. Shekola parsha kula nemra al haseder. The entire parsha of Achimos is said in order, chutz mi pasuk zeh, with the exception of this pasuk that the Gemara just quoted, uva aron el omori, that is out of order. That is telling us that the kafa machta, it should not be with the rest of the seder of avodas yom kippurim, rather, it should be later on, and we have to divide the avodas yom kippurim with an interruption of something done with Big Day Zav, to then put back on the Big Day Laban in order to retrieve the kaf. So the entire parsha kula nemra al haseder chutz mi pasuk zeh, with the exception of this pasuk. My time, and what's the reason? Why do we know that this pasuk is out of order, that we have to push it off later in the yom? So Gemara says, Amar Chista Gemiri, we have a tradition, we have a masora. Chomesh tevilos v'asar kedushin tovel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bobayom. There are five tevilos, five dippings, and 10 washings of hands, two accompanying each of the tevilos all day long. The Amis Kisidron, if one were to say everything's in order, Ksivi, Lo Mishkachas La Ela Shalosh Tevilos Vishisha Kiddushin, one would only find three tevilos, because if you view the entire Parsha Achimos as the Seder of Odi Yom Kippurim, all in order, so all you have is the Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zav in the morning to do the Tamid Shal Shachar. He wears the Big Day Lavan to do all of Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, and then he puts on the Big Day Zav to do the Tamid Shal, the Musaf and the Tamid Shal are Bin Arbayim, and that's only three different Avodas, three different Tevilas. We need to have five separations, and therefore we have to separate the Big Day Lavan of Kafa Machta from the other Seder of the Avodah. So Gemara asks the question, so Maskivla Rabbi Zeira, asks the question, Dilma, maybe, Mapsikle Bisar Hanase Bechutz. Maybe we should interrupt the Seder Avoda with the Sar Nase Bechutz. Look how Rashi says this. Says Rashi, Bisar Nase Bechutz Kedichsiv Milvad Chatasa Kippurim. It says in Parshas Pinchas, it says we bring a carbon musaf Yom Kippur, aside from the Chatas that's brought in Yom Kippur itself, we bring a carbon musaf. V'eino Kasav Kan, it's not written, this carbon musaf of Sar Nase Bechutz, the goat, don't get confused with the Sar Lazazel. Sar is called Sar Lazazel. The Sar Nase Bechutz is referring to the goat as brought as a carbon musaf. It's called the chutz because it wasn't in the Kodesh Kedashim. It was on the Zbech Achitz, and that's why it's called chutz, but it's not the Sar Lazazel. So that Sar Lachutz, the carbon musaf, is not mentioned in Achrimos, rather it's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Aval Elu ve'el ha'am dafka kasvina kra achar tzaz kafamachta. Maybe the rams that are mentioned in Achrimos itself, that are mentioned right after tzaz kafamachta, don't switch the aisle in the el ha'am with kafamachta and put it before the kafamachta. Maybe leave that as is. Maybe take the carbon musaf, the sardas b'chutz, and put that, sandwich it between the Seder of the Seder Yom Kippurim, and then have it followed by Hatzas Kafa Machta. Maybe do it that way. And you don't have to change the order. As Rashi says, V'lo Yitzdarech Lan, the Shabbos Seder Dekra. You don't have to mess up the order of Seder of Yom Kippurim in Parsha Achrimos. Because again, the way it works in Achrimos is after Hatzas Kafa Machta, it says the Elo Vel Ha'am. What we do, Lamaisa, is we take Elo Vel Ha'am and we put it before Hatzas Kafa Machta. What the Gemara is asking, Rabbi Zeir is asking, is why switch that around? Leave that as is. Maybe take the Karim Musaf, the Sar Nase Bechutz, which is mentioned in Parsha Pinchas, and transplant that to Achrimos, and you don't have to switch the order of Achrimos itself, but rather take the Karim Musaf and put it right before Tzas Kafa Machta, and leave the Elo, the El Ha'am, after Tzas Kafa Machta, as appears in the Pasuk. So Gemara says, Amar Bai, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yotza V'asa Es Olasa. So you go out to do the Ola, Mitzir Rishona Avid, Elu Ve'el Ha'am. Because the Yatza, the Gemara Darshan, that it sounds like the first time you exit. So the indication is that right when you exit for the first time, that's when you do the Elo El Ha'am. If it remains after the Tzatz Kaf Machta, we end up doing the Elu V'El Ha'am after the second Yitzia, after Tzatz Kaf Machta. For that reason, Chazal was compelled to make the Elu V'El Ha'am prior to Tzatz Kaf Machta, after the first Yitzia of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Come as long, Rava Amar, he says, Amar Kadha Pasuk says, Ufashit is Big Day Abad, you move the Big Day Abad, you move the clothing that he was wearing, the Big Day Lavan. She'ein Tamalomar, She'elavash Klum Adam Poshe. Has to tell us the clothing he's wearing. The Pasuk says, Ufashit is Big Day Abad, She'elavash. You remove the clothing that you were wearing. Of course, you remove clothing you were wearing. If you weren't wearing it, you wouldn't remove it. So why does the Pasuk have the extra phrase of She'elavash? Klum Adam Poshe, you only take off whatever you wear. Elama She'elavash. So again, klum adam poshe elam asher lavash. You only remove that which you're wearing. So what does it mean asher lavash? So says the Gemara, elama tamalomer asher lavash, shelavash kvar. That which you already once wore once before. So what we're learning from here is that the removing of the big days of the big day bad is that when you wore already once before asher lavash once already. So meaning the we end up doing this stage of the avoda afterwards. Again, when it says uva aron el ol moed ufashas big day habad that you wore once already, it sounds like this took place once before. Look at Rashi. Rashi says asher lavash kfar al mazuhi pshita shniya. This is the second removing of the big day lavan. Shmamina yesh hafsakas chilav begadim bein avodas hayom l'tzos kafamachter. There must be a separation between the tzos kafamachter with something else, because if you left the tzos kafamachter as is, right next to the regular seder avoda, he's answering the question: how do we know that it's out of order? So earlier we said because we know there's a mesorah of five tefillos. Now Rava says no, a different reason, nothing to do with the five tefillos, rather because the pasuk indicates it. It says, Ufashad, remove the clothing that you already once wore, once before, this is the second time you're wearing it. That indicates there must be a separation of Hotzas Kafamachta and the other big day lavan. So asks the Gemara, Maskula Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Vema, maybe we should say, Mapsik Le Besar Nasa Bechutz. So maybe we should separate it with the. So right, granted, Rabba proves you have to make a separation to create five different sections. But why are we using the Elo El Ha'am? So why not use the Sarnas V'chutz, the Karban Musaf? So he answers like we said earlier, because it says, Haksiv the Yatsav Asa, that he's going out for the first time. I mean, the Elo El Ha'am is only after the first exit of the Yom HaKippurim, so that must be before Hotzos Kaf HaMacht. The Gemara then says, is it really true? V'chol Parsha Kula Nemra Al HaSeder, that the entire Parsha is said in order? V'hakroi Ksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, Ves Chel HaChatas Yaktim Izbeach, you're supposed to burn the fats of the chatas, and only afterwards does it say v'hadar ve'is pe'ar chatas ve'sar chatas. You burn, so the burning takes place after the burning of the power and the sayer, or only after burning the fats. But the Mishnah says you actually burn the fats after the burning of the cow and the sayer, as it says ilan antanan. We learn in the Mishnah ha'roa es a kohen gadol k'shukare ein roa par v'sar hanisafim. One who observes the Kohen Gadol reading from Parsha Achrimos and Parsha Emor cannot see the burning of the cow or the goat. Vilu amuri chatas basar hachi maktilu. And the din is, we only maktir the fat of the chatas after the burning of the par v'sayer. So the Mishnah is out of order from the Pesukim. So that not every single pasuk is keseder. So Gemara says, Ema chutz mi pasuk zev eilach. Everything up until the hektar of haktaras chel v'chatas, before that, everything's in order. But once you get to Beschel Vachatas Yaktir, everything from that point on may not be in order. So my chazis dimishabeshes kroy shabish mashnisa. So ask Lamar, wait a second. We have the psukim that are in order, and the Mishnah in a different order. Isn't it better to say that the Mishnah was wrong, and the Mishnah should change its order and preserve the pasuk and as keseder? Why are we opting to leave the Mishnah as is and tell us the psukim are out of order? The psukim are wrong if kiviyachol. So Gemara says Amar Abaye, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says v'mishaleach v'asarif, the one who sent the sar l'azazel and the one who burned. What does that mean? Ma'mishaleach demikara ha'mishaleach is one who sent already. Ha'mishaleach, that context the pasuk is referring to, he already happened, he already was sent before him. So too, ha'sarif means the one who burnt already, happened before him. Ma'mishaleach meikara, afsarif demikara. When you say the one who sent, the one who burnt, it sounds like it already happened. So when we're mentioning, even though the pasuk says that you're being sarif, the chatas and sayer, only after the chel chatas, but since it says ha'sarif, that implies it happened earlier. It's the pasuk itself indicates it was earlier than the burning of the fat. So the pasuk also is consistent with the Mishnah, and that's why we chose the order of the Mishnah over the order of the Pesukim. So Gemara then says, well, maybe you should say the opposite. Maybe adarabba, ma sarif dahashta, af mishalech dahashta. Maybe we should say, just like burning means like you're burning it right now, maybe mishalech means you're doing the sending right now, maybe not earlier. Gemara says, because viha mishalech, those extra letters, viha mishalech, and the mishalech, that everyone says the meikara mashma, that certainly means meikara. Hasarif could go either way. Hasarif means the one who's burning now. It could also mean hasarif, the one who burned earlier. But viha mishalech, the one who sent, that according to all opinion means meikara, and therefore that's the one that's driving the explanation of the pasuk. That means it was earlier. And since hasarif means earlier, even though the pasuk presents it after the burning of the fat of the chatas, it really implies it took place before the burning of the fat. So that too is actually in order. So then the Gemara says, Rava Amar, Amar Kad, the pasuk says, Yamod Chai, the son of Azazel must remain alive, and Masa Yezokuk Lamod Chai. Until what point must the son of Azazel remain alive? Ad Shas Kapara, until the Kapara. What's Kapara? Vemasai, Shas Kapara, Bishas Matan Damim Vistula. Must remain alive so long as you sprinkle the blood on the of the Sar Lashem. You look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rava Amar, four Y lines down, Rav Amar, lo matis amris de shiluach sar lovim komo nemar. You can't say that the sar lazazel is out of order. Dehal lo his kikul amocham ela ad shas kaparab. It only needs to remain alive when you're sprinkling the blood. So you can't suggest that the sar lazazel is actually going to be out of order. So that's why it says, v'hamashleach must be referring to mei kara. So then the Gemara says, last five lines of the Yamad, here actually, no, we're still 10 lines up. The Gemara says, Asi Mishalech, Matsu B'Shuk. Now, what happens is, Mishalech, he ends up seeing the Shuk, the Kohen Gadol in the Shuk. Rashi says, it's happening Liom HaMachbas, not Yom Kippur. There's no Shuk in the Yom Kippur. And the people are busy doing their Voda, you're fasting, you're davening. But the next day, the Mishalech, the Ishiti, he bumps into the Kohen Gadol, and he sees him in the marketplace, and he says, Omer lo ishi kohen gadol. He says, the master, my dear friend, the kohen gadol, asinu shlichusecha, we fulfilled your messenger, we fulfilled your mission, we completed the sar lazazel. If let's say the next day matzu b'beis, so he finds the kohen gadol in the privacy of his own home, Omer lo, we say, mechai chaim, the mechai chaim, Rashi says, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asinu shlichusa. We say, Hashem, we did Hashem's will, asinu shlichusa. So a few interesting things about this terminology. Firstly, why do they address in different ways? Once in the Shuk, they refer to Ishi Kohen Gadol, but in the house, they refer to the Mechai Chaim, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what the Rabbeinu Yaakov says is because when it's in the Shuk and people are around, you have to show kavod to the Kohen Gadol. So you Mechavi Ishi Kohen Gadol. But in the privacy of the Kohen Gadol's own home, where no one's around, so then you give greater kavod to the Rabbeinu Sholem. Our Shuk found this hard to believe. Yeah, how is it possible? Even the Shuk, you're going to push aside the kavod Hashem for the kavod of the Kohen Gadol? No, you should show kavod to both. So what he says is that really it says that you should say also in the Shuk, Mechai Chaim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we fulfill the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but since it's inappropriate to mention Hashem's name in the Shuk, that's why we just said Ishi Kohen Gadol instead. So now, what's the lashon of Mechai Chaim? What do you mean? Why is it Kadosh Baruch Hu, the one who brings life to life? So Marsha says, because the Sayer, it says by the Sayer Lazazel, Yamun Chai remains alive, and we send it off to Misa. But that created a kapara for all the Am Yisrael, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave life to Kaisa. Kaisa should have died for the sins. That Misa was taken out on the Sar Lazazel, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, in lieu of that, was Mechai Chaim, he brought life to Kaisa. That's the Maharsha's understanding. The Ben Yoyada explained that through the kapara of Kaisa, the Rishayim, who were called Mesim, they are now the Bechin of Tzadikim, who are called Chaim, pretty similar to the Maharsha. And the Rishash says, because it's the Mashalech, who was very in a very dangerous moment. He was at the cliff, was by himself in the desert, and he was one who was almost bebechinas misa. And by him coming back alive, mechai chaim, the one who brings life to life, that Akash Baruch Hu protected the ish iti. So different formulations, different understandings of this. Either way, the Gemara says further now, Amar Rabba, ki miftri abanin mahadadei, when their abanin would depart from each other, the pumpadisa amri, they would say, hachi, mechai chaim, yitain lechachaim, aruchim, he who brings life to life, meaning Hashem, he should give you long years, betovim, years are long, that are good, besukanim, that are fixed and sweet. Esalech l'pnei Hashem bar tzachaim, what does that mean? That one who walks in the way of Hashem will have a life, a land of life. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Zeh Makom Shvakim, in the area of Shvakim. What does it mean, in the area of Shvakim? Rashi says, Matu, Makom Shvakim, is She'adim Motzi Liknos Mizonosav, Lefishaya David, Metaltil, Navanar, David would travel from place to place looking for Mizonos, Harbis Pala Haldavar, he davened to Kaj Rochu, that Kaj Rochu should make the Arzos Chaim, that the Shuk should be a place he could find Parnasa easily. He shouldn't have to travel from place to place. The Tosfos Yerushalmi says it's not a focus on David HaMelech per se. This is a tefillah David said on behalf of all of Am Yisrael, that they should find a parnasa in one place in the Shuk. So then the Gemara says, Ki Yorach Yamim Mishos Chaim Ushal Miyosifu Lecha, and you should have more days, longer days, and many years of life. So the Chiyei Shanim Shechaim, Yei Shanim Sheein El Shechaim. What does that mean? Shanos Chaim, years of life. Of course, a person lives with life. So what he says is, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Eilu Shnos of Shel Adam HaMisafchos Alav Meirah LaTova, a person whose life changed from bad to good. Rashi gives an example, Mishahaya Unnebi Alduso, a person who was very impoverished when he was younger. V'Nase Asher Leis Ziknuso, became very wealthy in his older years. Domo Lo Kilu Achshe V'Nase Chai Mitoch Misa. Like, he came to life. That's what it means, the Shnos Chaim, things came back to life for this individual. So then the Gemara says further, last few lines, Aleichem Ishim Ekra, the pasuk that appears in Mishlei, Aleichem Ishim Ekra, to you, Ishim I will call. What does Ishim mean? So there's machlokas here, how to interpret the word Ishim. Amar Rabbi Barachya, Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shadomim Lanashim, like an Isha, you who are like women, how are Tamidei Chachamim like women? The Osim Gvura Ka'anashim, even though they're like women, but they're very strong like men. In what way are they similar to women? So Rashi says, because they're very humble like women, and they're very weak, but at the same time they have a gvura, they're very strong in terms of overcoming the Yetzirah. Person wants to fulfill the mitzvah of pouring wine over the Mizbech, even though Bizman said we don't have that opportunity, that one could do the equivalent of Yimali Gronam Shal Tamini Chachamim Yain by serving wine to a Tamil Chacham, that's Ki'ilu one is being Makiv Yain Nesach, on Nisach Hayan, rather, on the Mizbech. So, Shinamar Aleichem Ishim Ekra, the word Ishim is also Lashon Isha of the Mizbech, Eish Mizbech. So, he makes both these drashas. And further, another drasha, Amri Abriachia, as well, Imroa Adam Shetorah Posekes Mizaro, the person sees that his children are not following the Derech of Hashem, he should Yisabas Tam Nachachem, he should marry a second wife who's the daughter of a Tam Nachachem. Shinamar Imiyazkin Baritz, person is old, Sharsho of offering Yamus to Gaza, when he sees the death of his offspring, what he should do is, going down with Bez now, Meiriach Maim Yafriach, he should smell water, bring water to help things grow, Vasa Katsu Kimonate, he should replant things. What it means is, marry someone else who has the ability to have an impact, Hashpa, on one's children. So Gemara then says, further now, top two lines of Ayin Aleph and Bez here, V'yom Tavaya Ose Lohav, Lohav, when the Kohen Gadol would come home, he'd make a big party for his family and friends. So Tanir Bana Maisba Khan Gadal Echad, Shiatsa maybe Mesa Migdash, Khan Gadal Ekis the base of Migdash, Havu Azlik Kuli Alma Basri, everyone would escort him, follow Khan Gadal. But came in the Chazuna, the Shmai of Atalim, but then they noticed Shmai of Atalim was also there. The Shafkula Didei, they ignored the Khan Gadal, the Azli Basr Shmai of Atalim, and they chased after the Gdol Ador, Shmai of Atalim. The Azli Shmai of Atalim left Ture Minei, Khan Gadal, they went to leave, they left the Khan Gadal, they went to say bye, they were going back. And the Kohen Gadol was a little insulted that the whole entourage left the Kohen Gadol to follow after Shmai Bav Talyam. Amar Lahan Yosin B'nei Amimin L'Shalim. You people from, they were Gerim, from the Umas Olam, that you guys should be B'Shalim. He was a derogatory way, he was speaking to them. Amar Lahan, they said back to him, Yotun you, B'nei Amimin L'Shalim. The you who came Abdin Uvda the Aaron, so he says we are Bnei Amim, yet we follow the minog of Aaron that we bring Shalom into the world. The Lo Yasi Bar Aaron, but one should not be like you who are actually descendants of Aaron the Shalom. The Lo Abdin Uvda the Aaron, but you don't act in Aaron's way. So you may be a Yichus, but you don't follow his minhagim, his practice, his derech avoda. We don't have Yichus, but we do practice the avoda of Aaron of chasing Rodef Shalom. The Mishnah. So what we learn from this little Maisa, the Miri says, we learn from here that one should show greater honor to a Tam Chacham, a Gadol Hador, than to a Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol himself is not a Gadol Hador, not a Tam Chacham. So new Mishnah begins now. The Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Meshamish B'Shmona Kelim B'Hedyot Barba Barba. The Kohen Gadol has 8 special clothing he wears on a regular year, the Big Day Zav, and Yom Kippur, he switches between his 8 Big Day Zav and 4 Big Day Lavan. And a Kohen Gadol has four articles of clothing that he wears when he does the Avoda. So what are they? B'ksones, a shirt, and mechasayim pants, mitznefes is the hat, v'avni is the belt. Those are the four articles of clothing that the Kohen Gadol wears. The Kohen Gadol also wears those four, but he has an additional four. Most of Allah, Kohen Gadol, the choshem, which had the urim v'tumim, and the 12 gems, the ephod was like an apron, umil, the long coat, v'tzitz, and the tzitz which went across the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. Be'elu nishalm v'urim v'tumim, and wearing all apagadol was necessary in order to ask any questions to Urim Tumim. You couldn't ask with missing any of the eight articles of clothing. V'ein nishalom elo melech la'av bezin, only those who are either king or the head of bezin can ask a shayla to Urim Tumim, or l'misha hatzibur tarchba, or someone else who is the head of the tzibur can ask a shayla to Urim Tumim. So Tanur Rabban the Braisa says, d'varim shenemar ben sheish chutin kafel shisha. So any item that's described in the Big Day Kuna, the word shesh is used, so that indicates that the threads used to weave these clothing must be woven of six strand threads. And Mishra, it says, Mashzar, Shimona has to have eight, and we're going to see how we know all this. The Me'il requires Shneimasar, 12 threads. Parochas, Esim V'Arba, 24 threads were used for the parochas. And Choshen V'Efod, Esim V'Shmona, 28. So how do we know the 6, 8, 12, 24, and 28? So chutan kafel shisha minalan. How do you know that the begadim that say sheish require six threads? How do you know that? Mekar the pasuk says viyasu es haksonas sheish v'tzemetzefes sheish v'esparei habengmalus sheish v'esmechnasei vad abad sheish mashar chamisha kro ksiv. It says the word sheish five times. Chad the gufay the kisna ninfu. One is to tell me it's made from kisna, which is linen. V'chad she chutan kafel shisha. One to tell me sheish. You have to have six threads. V'chad she hu shazurim. That they must be spun together. And to tell me the other big day kuna that don't mention sheish, they also have to have six threads. And the fifth one is la'akev, that if it doesn't have six threads in the different six strands in the threads, it's ma'akev. So that's what we learn from the word sheish appearing five times. That it has to again be pishan, has to be six times over, has to be mentioned by the other gadim that don't mention it, it's li'kuva. So my mashur the high sheish kisnehu. So how does the word sheish indicate anywhere it's kisneh? It's referring to flax or linen. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, that Amar Kala Pad says bad. It calls it nichase bad. What's bad? Bad is like levad by itself. There's something unique about the way flax grows. Most other things grow, there are branches that separate from each other, disperse. But the way flax goes, it grows straight up and it's just one line, just one branch up. There are no branches that break off of it. It's all levad. It's all by itself. The davar ha'olah minakarka bad bad. So that's where we know michnas evad, it was made from linen. Ve'ema amr, maybe wool. Wool also grows on the sheep in single hairs. So amre daftzule miftzule. So over time, sometimes when the wool gets long, the hair gets long, it splits. You have split hairs. So it does not say bad bad all the time. So Gemara says kisanami yiftzule mafzule. Flax also could split as well, not stay one thread. So Gemara says, Kisne agav lukuse mafsu, only if it gets bad, if someone hits it or something ruins it. But when everything's done normally and naturally, the flax actually will not split. It remains one singular branch. Ravina ma'amar mehacha, he has a different source. How does he know that pishim was used to make the big day kuna? It says, pare pishim yu'a rosham, umichse pishim yu'a masnem, referring to the hat and the pants. The pasuk calls it pishim, so that's how we know pishim, not because the bad, nichsebad, because of the pishim of the first pasuk that appears in Yechezkel. So Gemara says, but wait a second, Amalei Ravashi, Hamakami Dasi Yechezkel Manamra. So this is only mentioned Yechezkel, but before Yechezkel came into this world, how do they know it came from Pishtan? So Latamech, according to this svara, Ha Damar Rav Chista, Davar Zemetaras Moshe Beinu Lamanu. So that matter which we're about to teach was not said in Taras Moshe Beinu, wasn't said in Torah. But lamanu midivei Yecheskel ben buzi lamanu. But we learn a din from Yecheskel. It says, "Ko benechar arel leiv barabasa lo yavo el mikdashai." That a person who does not have a bris milah, an arel, cannot go in the base of mikdash. It's an issa deraisa. But it's only mentioned Yecheskel. It wasn't mentioned in the Torah. So hamakami da asi Yecheskel man amram. Before Yecheskel came into the world, who said this? So ela gemar gemir lei basi Yecheskel basmete asamcha akram. The truth is that an arel cannot go in the base of mikdash. It's not in the first pasuk in the Torah. But it's a halacha moshbi sinai. Yechezkel simply just put it into wording. He made an asmachta. He put it, make sure people don't forget the halacha. But it's not really sourced in the pasuk. It's not even sourced in Yechezkel. Yechezkel just made a smachta for it. Tachanami here as well. Gemara Gemir, we had a tradition that it was pishtan. Pishtan was used for the vigdei kuna. Vas Yechezkel, vas mecha akra. And just put it in the pasuk just to kind of strengthen it. So then the Gemara says, that's how we know the word sheish, it was six threads. Mish mashjar shmona minolin. How do you know the word mashjar is eight? It says, "Vayasu al shulei hamil bimone tchelis vargamam v'talas shani mashzar," that we made on the ends of the coats, the pomegranates hanging there. V'yolaf mashzar mashu miparochas. Who we have a gzer shava malahalon esim v'arba afkan esim v'arba tavei kol chada v'chada tamni. So what happens here is there were three different things used in the bottom of the meal. There's tchelis, argamon, v'talas shani. Three different types of cloths. Now, we have a gzer shava, masha for parochas. Parochas, everybody agrees, had a total of 24 threads. But there were four different cloths used. So each one was six. Six times four is 24. And as opposed to the meal, which only had three different types of cloths, so to get to 24, you have to have eight for each one. So again, we have a gzer shava, which tells us that both parochas had 24 threads and the meal had 24 threads. But how to get there is each cloth had to have eight separately. Eight times three is 24. Like the parochas, there were four different types of materials used. So that's four times six. So the total amount is the same, but the amount of threads for each material was different. So then the Gemara says, "V'neilef me choshen ve'efod." We should learn from choshen ve'efod. Ma lahalon esim v'shmona afkan esim shmona. Why not use 28 as the model from choshen ve'efod? Why are we learning this dafka from the parochas? So Gemara says, "Dun in davar shel nemar bozav midavar shel nemar bozav." It doesn't say zav by the parochas, nor does it say zav by the meal. So we learn those from each other. Ulafuke choshen ve'efod shenemar bohan zav. But the choshen and ve'efod are different in that it mentions zav, so it can't be part of the calculation. The opposite. I would say, done in beged mi beged. Learn a beged from a beged. Learn the meal, which is a beged, from the choshen ve'efod, which is a beged. La fuke tuxlu parochas de oilhu. It's not a beged, it's an oil. It's a covering. So it seems to be a closer link to choshen ve'efod than that of parochas. So ella dunin me'adan. Let's learn from the opening. Then dunin beged v'davar shlo nemar bo zav. Mi beged v'davar shlo nemar bo zav. So Avnei seems to be a very good model because it's a beged and it doesn't mention gold. So to the pomegranates of the me'il is a beged and it doesn't mention gold. So the Gemara says, v'ein dunin davar shein bo zav v'davar sheish bo zav. And it's opposed to learning something like from the choshen ve'efod, which does mention zav. So comes along now, finish off the daf now. Rav Meri Amar, he says, ta'asenu ksiv, ta'asenu lezeh v'lo la'acher. What's that referring to? So it says by the choshen, ta'asenu. Ta'asenu, make the choshen, the ephod, like 28 threads, but nothing else should be like that. So pasuk clearly is excluding the choshen ve'ephod from this drasha. So therefore, by default, we have to learn it either from the parochas or from the avni. So then Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi Amar, v'asisa ksiv. It says, asisa, what does asisa mean? Shihu kol asios shavos, that all of them should be done equal. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Vasisa ksiv, in the last Rashi in the page here, birimonim. With respect to the pomegranates, it says, Vasisa, shihu asuyos kol minim shebo shavos. All the different materials should be done the same. Hokach lo afshir b'chavches, hechalavid b'chule. Because if 28 is being used, as we learned from Choshen ve'efod, the 8-3 does not divide evenly into 28, so it doesn't work. So therefore, since they all have to be shavos, because the pasuk vasisa, 24, the 3 goes into 24 nicely, and that's why we fall back in 24. As the Gemara just explains all this, v'heicha navid, what should you do? Navid t'lasa da'asara, you make three threads, three cloths, 10 threads of each, da'asara havu le'tlasa, that's 30. That's more than the 28 of choshen ve'efod. Navin trei de tisha v'chad da'asara, make two of them 9, that's 18, and one of them 10, that's 28. But Amar Krav Asisa, she calls you shavos. They must be all the same equal number of threads, and therefore 28 doesn't work. We fall back to 24 from either the parochas or from the avni. So let's quickly recap. We start by talking about everything in the Torah, everything in the Yom Kippurim is mentioned in order, except the Kaf HaMachta, that's out of order. The reason why is because we have to have 5 tefillos and 10 kiddushim, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Why don't we say Sar Nas V'chutz? Why shouldn't that be the separator? Because it says V'yatzav Alsa that Elu came after the first Yitzia, so we move it earlier than the Kaf Machta. The Gemara made some other suggestions how we know this. Then the Gemara says maybe also it seems that at a certain point the Chel V'chatas was also out of order because it's mentioned before the burning of the par, but the Ma'aseh we only do it after the burning of the par. And the Gemara says no, because the word V'hasorif implies that it was made Kari. Already, even though it's mentioned later after the burning of the Chel, it was actually took place earlier. So then the Gemara says, he spoke at different ways how the Mishalech would greet the Kohen Gadol different way in the Shuk versus in the Basel. And when Rabbanim would greet it, depart from each other, they give each other very nice brachas about long life and Riches Yamim. And then we explain that Talmud Chacham is similar to women in a certain respect, and they're weaker and humble, but they're very strong Gia Gura over the Yitzhara. and one who wants to fill up the wine, Mizbeach, should fill the Talmud Chacham up with wine. And a person who sees his children not following the Derech Hashem should marry a second wife who is a Bas Talmud Chacham. The mice of the people following the Kohen Gadol, they left the Kohen Gadol, they followed Shemaiah V'Avtayon, and they got into a little argument over there. Then the Mishnah goes on to describe the four begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, the eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol, and what's needed. They're all needed, all eight begadim are needed for the Urim Tumim. He'll only be asked by the king, Abezdin, or anyone else who's in charge of the Tzibur. And the Gemara went on to bring the different rayas that for most clothing, a big day kuna, you need six threads. For the meal, you required eight threads, and then you required 28 threads for the Choshem Eifod, and then we'll learn tomorrow more about the 12 and the 24. So we'll stop here. Hopefully that was clear even without an audience, and everybody should have a wonderful day.